This is an Our Savior Evangelical Free Church podcast. To learn more, visit osefc.org.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Freddie, for those that don't know me, and I serve here as a pastoral residency. It's such a joy and privilege to be here with you on this last Sunday of the year. There's always sometimes a year that feels different, isn't there? And I say that again, there's always something about this time. It might feel different for you, it might not. It's a season for reflection. As we look back on the road we traveled, the battles we faced, and the losses we endured, the lessons we've learned on the way of God has carried us through it. And at the same time, we look forward with hope, expectations, and yes, maybe a little fear, wondering where the new year will bring us. So let me ask you a question. Have you ever made a New Year's resolutions that didn't last over the first week of January? It's funny, because we want to make New Year's resolutions, and we want to complete them. But let's be honest, some of us didn't even probably make it to the second day of January. We love the idea of a fresh new start. We love the idea of turning the page, of becoming a better person, or a better version of ourselves. We tell ourselves, this year will be different. This year I'll be more disciplined. This year I'll get closer to God. This year I will finally change. But most resolutions rely on our own strength. And let's be real, that often isn't enough. That's why they fail. And that leads us to the question I want us to explore today. I named this sermon, Why Do Our Resolutions Fail, But God's Promises Never Do? As we stand here at this end of the year, looking back to all that has happened and looking forward, and let's look forward to all that God will do. I want to remind you of this truth. We don't need New Year resolutions. We need a new surrender. Resolutions rely on our own strength. Transformation relies on God's strength. Today we'll look at some scripture with 6 points that show us how God offers us hope, change, and a new life through Christ Jesus. But before I do that, please join me in prayer. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we come before you today with hearts full of gratitude. As we gather this last Sunday of the year, we pause to reflect on your faithfulness, your guidance, your unfailing love through the past months. Thank you for carrying us through the challenges, for teaching us lessons in times of trials, and for celebrating our joys alongside us. Lord, as we look forward for a new year, we admit that our own strength often falls short. We make resolutions, we set goals, and sometimes we fail, but you, God, never fail. We ask that you remind us today the truth transformation that comes not from our effort alone, but from surrendering to you. Open our hearts and minds. Father, as we hear your word, speak to us through your scripture, through the message today, and through your spirit. Help us to trust you, your promises, to rely on your strength, and to walk into a new year with hope, faith, and a renewed commitment to you. We offer this time to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
My first point, New Year's resolutions fail because
they rely on human strength. Every year, millions of people say things like, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to save money. I'm going to stop drinking. I'm going to quit that toxic relationship. I'm going to be more disciplined. I'm going to be more positive. I'm going to work on myself. And I'm going to stop procrastinating.
And you could almost set your goal watch by it. By the middle of January, the gyms are empty. The excitement is gone. And the motivation has faded. Why? Because resolutions are built on willpower, emotions, motivation, good intentions. And those things don't last. Every January, the gyms sell more memberships than any other month. But studies show that 80% quit within the 6 weeks.
It's hard to believe.
But why?
Because change is hard. And yes, you know what I'm talking about. I know we all tried it, and it's hard.
Willpower is weak, and our flesh is stronger than our motivation. The Apostle Peter boldly declared in Matthew 26:33, where he says, though they all fall away because of you,
I will never fall away.
Yet just a few hours later, he denied Jesus 3 times. Not because Peter didn't love Jesus, but because human determination cannot defeat spiritual battles. My second point, change without Jesus is impossible. Many people are exhausted, not because they are not trying, but because they're trying to change without letting God change their hearts. They want transformation without surrender. They want results without repentance. They want freedom without obedience. And I know this because I lived it. There was a season where I tried to clean up my life without opening my heart to God. I know the right thing to do. I had good intentions. I even had moments of progress. But underneath it all, nothing was really changed. I was only fooling myself because I tried doing it my way. I was managing symptoms instead of surrendering my soul. I was working on habits while avoiding the heart. And every time I failed, I tried harder only to end up more frustrated before I was. Jesus speaks us directly to the kind of effort in John chapter 15, verse 5, where he says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Not a little. Not some things. Nothing. A branch doesn't wake up and decides to make more fruit.
It stays connected.
And fruit comes naturally. That's what I had to learn. I didn't need another strategy. I needed a deeper connection.
I didn't need more discipline. I needed more dependency. Self-improvement cannot replace spiritual transformation. And don't get me wrong, therapy helps. Reading books as well. Accountability helps, and healthy habits do too. But none of those things can do what only Jesus can do. Because when I finally stopped trying to fix myself, I started surrendering to Christ. And that's where it all starts, when we decide to take that first step and letting it go. Things began to change from the inside out. Not overnight, not perfectly, but real change. And again, it starts with you taking that first step. Only Jesus can break chains. Only the Holy Spirit can produce fruit that lasts. Only God can reach places in the heart we don't even know how to name. That's why God doesn't promise us a better version of you. He promises us a new you. Ezekiel 36:26 says, "And I will give you a new heart, a new spirit I will put in within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh." Not a better heart, not a stronger heart, not more disciplined heart, a new heart. And when the heart changes, that's when everything else follows. Real change doesn't start from trying harder. It starts with surrendering deeper. It starts with abiding in Christ. Point number three, our resolutions fail, God never fails. At the end of every year, many of us look back with regrets instead of gratitude. We replay the moments that we wish we could redo. I should have been better. I should have prayed more. I should have trusted God more. I should have been further along in my walk with Jesus by now. And without realizing it, we turn a year into a scorecard counting failures, missed days, and unfinished goals, and we give up. But God doesn't measure your year the way you do. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 and 23 says, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Notice the scripture said, his compassion never fails. Not your consistency, not your discipline, not your willpower. God measures you by his faithfulness. He records it. His record is perfect. God never changes. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8 says, Jesus Christ was the same yesterday, today, and forever. When you stumble, he is steady. When you struggle, he is still faithful. When you fall short, he is still God. And the scripture also reminds us that God finishes what he starts. So if you're still here today, he hasn't given up on you. So don't give up on yourself. Stop trusting yourself and put your faith in him, because he's the only one that will keep us going. God never quits. God works, never stops halfway. And maybe the clearest picture of this is a father teaching his toddler how to walk. The father doesn't yell at the child when he falls. He doesn't condemn his child for being unsteady. He knows falling is a part of learning. How many of us have fallen and we needed someone to help us pick ourselves up?
So when the child trips, the father reaches down, he lifts him up, he steadies his feet. And with the patience and love, he says, "It's okay, son. You're not alone. Try again." That is God with you and me. So trust in him and not in ourselves. When we fall, trip, or stumble, he'll never turn away. He will always be by our side telling us that we're not alone. Psalms 37:24 says, "Though he fall, he shall not be cast headlong, for the Lord upholds his hand."
Yes, your resolutions may fail. Yes, your strength may waver. Yes, your consistency may fade, but God never fails.
And as long as he is faithful, your story isn't finished. Fourth point, what God wants from you this year is not a resolution, but a return.
I don't know where you are in your walk today, but he's asking you to come back.
God is not standing at the doorway for this year with you with a checklist. He is not asking you for a new diet.
He's not asking you for a new schedule.
He is not asking you for a new financial plan or a perfect morning routine.
Just because you see others, they might have it all, but you never know what they're going through the inside.
Because behavior modification has never been the same thing as heart transformation. We tried harder. We made the promises. We started stronger. And many of us have ended up right back where we started. Frustrated, tired, and quietly ashamed. But God is not after your performance. He is after your presence. What he is asking us is for something much deeper.
He's telling us, come back to me. Return to me. Walk with me. Surrender to me.
And listen to the mercy of his word in Joel chapter 2, verse 12. "Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning."
Church, don't miss the phrase here. Yet even now.
Even now, after our mistakes.
Even now, after us falling away. Even now, after the promises we didn't keep.
God doesn't say, "Get it all together, then come back to me. Come looking for me." No. He says, "Come back, and I will help you get it all together."
A lot of times we think we need to come to God perfect because he won't care for us, he won't love us, because we're a mess. It's the opposite, guys. He loves us, he cares about us, and he wants us to know that.
Some of us didn't walk away because we stopped believing. We walked away because we got tired.
How many of us have given up on stuff that we tried and we failed? And we said, "Forget it. It isn't for me." No. I ask you and I tell you, pick yourself up and start over again. You're not alone. Those are God's promises that He is with you.
Because we get hurt, because life happens, and we thought we had to fix ourselves before we could return to God. But that has never been the gospel. The gospel is not self-improvement, it is surrender. It is not about trying harder, it's about drawing near to God. The world tells you, try harder. But God says, come to me. The world tells you, do more. It's okay. But God says, abide in me. The world tells us, prove yourself. But God tells us, return to me. This new year is not about making better promises. It's about coming back to the Father who never stopped waiting for you and me. And He still is to this day. The Father who still has His arms open wide for you and me, the Father says, yet even now, return to me. My fifth point, God can do more with your surrender than you do with your resolutions. Resolutions depend on your own strength. Surrender depends on God's. And that's why surrender always goes further. If you give God your year, your habit, your heart, your pattern, your pain, even the parts of you that don't make sense yet, He can transform you in ways you've never imagined. And in ways you could never accomplish on your own. Because God doesn't just help you manage your flaws. He changes your nature. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if anybody's in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Notice the language. It doesn't say improve. It doesn't say adjust. It says new. God doesn't renovate you. He recreates you. We like renovations because they feel safe. God prefers resurrection because it brings us real freedom. And Scripture is full of a bunch of proof. Moses had anger issues, and God returned him into a leader who confronted Pharaoh. Gideon was insecure and hiding, and God called him a mighty warrior. David failed morally, and God restored him and still called him a man after His own heart. Peter denied Jesus, and God used him to preach at Pentecost, where thousands were saved. Paul persecuted Christians, and God transformed him into an apostle who wrote much of the New Testament. Every one of them had a past. Every one of them had flaws. Every one of them had reasons to believe they were disqualified. But God never asked them for perfection. He asked them for surrender. So what does that tell us? God doesn't need a perfect past to give you a powerful future. He doesn't need you to have it all together. He just needs you to give it all to Him. And when we do, He doesn't just change what you do, He changes who you are.
My sixth and final point.
This year, let God set the direction of your life.
Instead of you saying, I will fix myself, say, Lord, change me.
Instead of, I will stop messing up, say, Lord, break my chains. Instead of, I will do better, say, Lord, make me new. Instead of, I will do more for God, let's say, Lord, I surrender more to you.
Proverbs 3:5-6 says,
trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight.
Not you. He will.
Here is something we can do heading into the new year.
Look back with gratitude.
Even if the year was painful, you survived it. God carried you. Leave behind what God never meant for you to carry alone. Forgive. Regrets. Release bitterness. Lay down secret sin. Let go of the old identity. Step into a new year with surrender, not striving, and pray, God, write my new story this year. Trust in him, put your faith in him, and let him take over your wheel. Let him be the one guiding you. Let him be the one working in you.
Build spiritual habits, not emotional resolutions.
Get into prayer more. Read scripture daily. Come to church more often and worship with your brothers and sisters in Christ. Get involved in a group, accountability partners. Get involved in your local community. Try fasting a bit more. Serve in your local church. Get plugged in. Stop trying to do life alone and get involved with your brothers and sisters in Christ. Give a bit more. Be more generous with your time or money.
Spiritual habits create spiritual maturity. I close with this. God is more faithful than your resolutions. As you enter the new year, remember, your resolutions may fail, but God's grace won't. Your strength may fade, but God's power won't. Your plans may fall apart, but God's purpose will never fail. Your faith may fragile, but God's faithfulness is unshakable.
Psalm 73:26 says, my flesh and my heart may fail, but God is my strength of my heart and my portion forever.
Brothers and sisters and friends, a new year, a new heart. Now it's up to you how you want to proceed or move forward in this new year. Just know one thing. You're not alone. You have brothers and sisters that are willing to walk alongside you. And again, we don't all have it together, but we know someone that does. And let's learn from him and only him, and that is Christ, our Lord and Savior.
And today is your day to start. Not for resolutions, but for a revival. Not for new promises, but for a new heart. Not self-improvement, but for spirit empowerment. If you are ready to surrender this new year to Jesus Christ, take that first step and give it to him. Just know you're not alone.
and let's stop trying to do it alone, which I invite you to join me in prayer. Please join me.
Father God, we have tried and tried to change ourselves, and we have failed, but you never fail. As we end this new year, we surrender the next onto your hands. Cleanse us, restore us, make us new, lead us, and strengthen us, as you're the only one that can transform us. And let this coming year be marked not by our resolutions, but by your faithfulness. Come into my heart today. I repent of my sins. I believe that your son, Jesus Christ, died on the cross for me and shed his righteous blood for me, and that he rose from the grave in 3 days. Write my name in the book of life and walk with me. Going on to this new year, help me be more like you, Jesus, because without you, I am nothing. Thank you for listening to me and loving me for who I am. And I pray this all in your precious, beautiful, mighty name, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name I pray. And we all say, amen.
Our Savior is a congregation located in Wheeling, Illinois. Our vision can be summed up in 4 words: building community, bringing Christ. To learn more about this vision and our hope for our neighborhood, visit us online at osefc.org.